Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In today's episode, we are going to talk about when you're afraid to write and what to do about it. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. And if you've been here before, I'm really happy that you came back. We are in our sixth season, so this is episode 244. It's a lot of episodes. But the point of this podcast is singular. It's to help you become a more intentional communicator, clear thinker, concise communicator. As you may know, I've written a book called Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less, and also a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. And my professional focus is twofold. One is programs around the book Brief, and those are delivered to the Brief Lab. Go to thebrieflab.com. And now, new, are programs called Quiet Works, and those are about the value of silence in the workplace. And you can find more information on that at thequietworkplace.com. Now, the combination of those two programs are really pretty important because that's really what the podcast is about. It's like, okay, how do I use quiet, use time to think about things, and when I think about them, how does it help me prepare to explain them, communicate them, whether it's verbal or written, what happens? And what we're going to talk about today is, you know, what are you really afraid of? There are people that get writer's block or they're terrified of writing. They're just like, you know, it was inspired by a couple different things that have been happening to me lately, but I wanted to share them with you because I think it's important for you to think about when you're afraid to write, what are you really afraid of? And maybe if you're not, you should be. Maybe if you're not afraid of writing, you should be. And if you are afraid of writing, you shouldn't be. So that's what we're going to talk about. Before we go too deep into this, as a professional writer, I just didn't wake up one morning and said, I'm a good writer, or I'm a great writer, or whatever. It was a process over years that led me to this. I remember distinctly when I was younger, I don't know if it was in high school. I went to a prep school, so it was seventh grade through senior year, so it was a six-year school. And seventh and eighth grade felt like high school, so it was a pretty demanding school in Chicago, in suburban Chicago. And I remember early on being a terrible writer and I just looked at writing as something that was just like, it was like math or something that was really complicated. I just couldn't figure it out, and I was getting stuck, and I remember, like, I'm never going to be good at this. Like, I'm sitting down to write something and I don't know what to say. And I was just immediately get stuck. And I'm like, you know, I really wanted somebody to just kind of show up and go, here's what you need to say, and here's the perfect way of saying it. And I think one of the reasons people are afraid of writing is because they're afraid of saying it wrong or getting it wrong or it not being perfect. Well, said like that, none of us, you know, okay, well, I don't want it to be perfect. I just want it to be good enough. Well, yeah, but you're still afraid, and you don't know what to do, and you think it's a grammar problem or it's a technical problem. And my line is, you know, writing isn't a technical problem. It's a thinking problem. Fundamentally, it's a thinking problem. So a couple things have inspired this podcast recently. So one is a recent college graduate helping her with cover letters. And, you know, I have a network of people, and people ask me for help. So I'm, you know, always will if I can help. And she is just stuck. She's like, I don't know what to do. And she just like, and I started coaching her along. And I think one of the things is like, you got to start somewhere in kind of getting through that. And I want, you know, I think she just wanted to, like, writing is like, click your fingers, write some stuff, get it right first time, send it. And just, it's a to-do. It's like, buy a dozen eggs. Not like that. You know, you expect, like, all right, well, I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to write a cover letter. I'm gonna hit send to it and apply for a bunch of jobs. And, you know, it's not that easy. It's not impossible, but it's not that easy. And she just kind of got stuck in her head about how to do a cover letter. And some extent was like, okay, well, can you just help me do it? Or can somebody help me do it? And that might seem the easy way out. I'm doing a resume. I'm writing cover letters. I've got to write a report, or maybe it's some research, or I would love it if somebody could write this for me, because I just don't know what to say. Well, first of all, that's normal because you have to think about what you want to say. So I'm going to share with you some considerations just to help you if you're afraid to write, or maybe you're a person you're not afraid at all. So the first consideration is, which person are you? Are you a person who's generally fearful? I'm afraid to write. When I have to write, I'm kind of like, oh, I'm really reluctant to do this, and I don't know what to do and how to do it. And writing is sort of not my thing. I'm not a writer, and I'm fearful, apprehensive, kind of anticipating that moment where I need to write something. Or are you a person that's carefree? Like, I have no problem with this. Like, I don't even know why you're doing this episode. I have no problem. Well, hold on a second. Which person are you? If you're the carefree person, this is still for you, because maybe you should be afraid of it. And we'll get into that in a second. And if you're afraid of it, maybe you shouldn't be afraid of it. Okay, so this is, I'm really speaking to two different people here in this podcast about afraid to write. And either way, there's something here for you. So just, or, and if you know, if you already know this stuff, you know, talk to somebody that you, I'm sure you're surrounded by people in a professional and in a personal context that writing isn't their thing, or they write freely and the writing is terrible. So you can share some of these considerations with you. So the first one is like I just said, there are two types of people, the carefree writer who isn't afraid to write at all, and the fearful writer. Which one are you? The second consideration is that writing is a process. And we teach at the Brief Lab, through the Brief Lab programs, a course called Brief Writing Fundamentals. I think we call it Brief Writing Essentials. We have a Brief 102, we have a Brief 202, and these are generally taught online. We have some really exceptional instructors that teach our writing class, and it's about concise writing. So it's not a general writing class. The Brief Writing Essentials is sort of a baseline intro course, but Brief 102 and Brief 202 are around really the art and science of concise writing, so short form writing. Really, really good courses. But we teach in those courses a method called TOWER, TOWER. And TOWER stands for think, organize or outline, write, edit, rewrite. I'll say that again. It's a five-step process. TOWER, think, outline, or organize, write, edit, rewrite. When I first saw this, what really struck me was of the five steps of the writing process, only two of them are writing, the write and rewrite. The other three steps are really fundamentally me thinking about the writing, thinking about what I want to say and who I want to say it to, where are they, where am I, what do I want them to do, what do I want them to think, what do I want them to feel. And I'm going to go into that process just a little bit more right now. So I mentioned that there's a couple of things that inspired this podcast. The first was this recent college grad, you know, she's writing these cover letters and kind of really, really afraid to do that and helping her along. And the second one is I periodically do, I'm based in North Carolina, and you know, where I live is very close to Fort Bragg, and Fort Bragg is the headquarters of Special Operations, Army Special Operations. So we have clients there. So I'll go into Fort Bragg periodically and do what we call these brief lessons learned, which are basically 1 hour talks that I'll do periodically to kind of check in with people that have taken our courses, maintain some connectivity, give them perspectives, keep the conversation going. Because I look at communication, concise communication, as more like a language, where you can become really proficient and fluent, and less like learning, you know, I don't know, like etiquette, like where the fork and knife go. It's a perishable skill. You can become better at it, and if you don't keep on working at it, you become worse at it. So I'll go on and I'll do these lessons learned. So recently I have done a lessons learned called Quiet Works for Writers. So as you know, or may know, we've launched this Quiet Works program. So when we think about writing, in the process of writing, this TOWER method, think, outline, write, edit, rewrite, the first two steps really occur in quiet. So what I was talking about with these attendees was, all right, thinking is separate from outlining. So when you start to prepare, and I'll go back to the recent college graduate and using her as an example. So what I recommended was, okay, well, what you need to do first before you start writing things down or organizing or outlining is you need to think about it. And that happens in quiet for a period of time. You need to think about, well, how much quiet do I need to think about it? Well, if I'm writing a book, I might need weeks or months to think about it. When I do this podcast, I have to think about this generally for a few days before I actually start jotting or outlining or writing down notes. So if I'm writing a cover letter, how much quiet do I need to think about that? Let's say hypothetically it's 5 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule 5 minutes of quiet. And I'm just going to think about it. No paper, no pen, just me thinking about, okay, what is the job? I might be reading the job posting. I might be looking at my resume. I might be thinking about the hiring manager. I might be considering what are the attributes that they're looking for in this particular position, but I'm just thinking about it. I'm not doing anything. I'm just thinking about it. So one of the keys of the writing process is you got to think before you outline, because if you're too quick to decide and start jotting things down, you've already made a decision, and that decision may be the wrong one. It may be the right one, but it may be the wrong one. So you got to think about it first in quiet. Then, once that 5 minutes is done, then you take a piece of paper and pen and you start jotting down some thoughts that you have, bullet points or just considerations like, who am I sending? And just start jotting down notes. Those become the building blocks for an outline. And that outline can become something that I use as a baseline, my notes, for actually writing what I'm going to write. Okay, so that thinking and outlining happens in quiet time. And you've got to figure out how much time that might need. It might be 10 minutes, 5 minutes of quiet thinking, 5 minutes of outlining. It might be longer. It's entirely up to you and the person that you're writing to and what you want them to do. So that's the second consideration, is that writing is a process. Tower, think, outline, write, edit, rewrite. I'm going to use thinking and outlining in quiet time. I'm also going to use editing, and we'll get that in a second. The third consideration is that I really highly recommend just using a journal or a notebook and practicing. Okay, so because writing is a habit, thinking is a habit, the more you think and the more you start to consider and then you start writing and you're afraid of getting it wrong, well, you have to get it wrong. And the only way to do it is practice. And I highly recommend just getting a journal like a notebook. And if you go on to thequietworkplace.com, we've got a little store. We've got these really, really cool notebooks that have kind of got a wood finish and it's got a QW on the cover. They're great notebooks for sort of journaling. I would highly recommend them. Another consideration beyond just having a notebook and practicing is finding, be a good editor, find a good editor. When you look at writing, you have to be willing to get it wrong before you get it close to right. And people are afraid of writing because they just want to immediately go to write. Well, you got to think about it, then you got to start organizing, and then you're going to write it. Well, the thinking about the editing is the thinking, okay, well, you have to edit it like the reader reads it. So find an editor, somebody to read your stuff, or be a better editor. So start editing your things like you're the person who's reading it. So I always found printing stuff off and giving it to people that I work with or I know was really, really a smart decision. As I became a better writer, I started editing better because I started thinking more and more in the persona and the mindset of the person that's reading it like them. That doesn't happen right away, and you probably have to find somebody to help you edit things. When they edit and make recommendations, take the recommendations, by the way. Don't discard them because they won't want to edit anymore. If they give you suggestions and you don't do them, they'll stop helping you. And here's a final consideration. This just might be something to practice because I think this is what I was doing in these lessons learned. I want you to maybe try this out if you're afraid to write, and this is just an exercise. Think of a teacher that you've had in your life that's had a huge impact on you. And imagine you're going to write them a letter to thank them. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about that person for whatever time of quiet, 5 minutes, whatever. Then I want you to start outlining, jotting down what you want to say. And then I want you to write the thank you letter. Then I want you to stop, have somebody edit it, take their edits, then rewrite it, proof it, rewrite it, and then maybe mail it to them. I mean, who wouldn't want to get a letter like that? So when it comes to becoming a better writer, think more, write more, worry less, edit more, rinse and repeat. Just saying.